Char will be making local appearances.
Yeah. So if you could last
any
whole...
appearance that my wife can come pick him up, because he's a pain in the rear end.
Oh, I love it. New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat. Episode 29, Frank?
29, baby. 29. Who would have thunk it?
I love it. What's going on? It's Kevin Begley. This is Frank Zabski. Welcome to Charred New Haven Pizza Show. And we're on the road again, Frank.
On the road again. On the road again.
Where are we at? Tell the people.
We are at Rizzo's Pizza Tub on Whitney Ave in Hamden.
Awesome. I can't wait to check these out. And the episode that comes out after this, 30, we're going to talk to Kevin, one of the owners here.
Yep.
And we're going to get all the breakdown of these pizza tubs. I'm excited. You've had them before. I haven't.
I have. I've had the non-gluten-free, but now everything is gluten-free.
Love it.
So that's the big thing.
So, yeah. So episode 30 that will come out in a couple weeks. We're going to talk to Kevin from Rizzo's. But this episode, we got a whole bunch of pizza news, pizza topics. Now, the first Connecticut pizza news is a story about Granda Beats, right?
Yeah, Grand Isle Beats, I think March 3rd, which obviously is in the past, they celebrated their 70th anniversary.
Wow. Yeah. Unbelievable.
So I say this all the time. You don't last in New Haven. You don't last making pizza in Connecticut 7 years if you stink.
Yeah, exactly.
And the one thing I will tell you, there's a really cool history about Grand Isle Beats, and it really kind of bothers me, and I'm open about it. You know, someone gave the big three. Mm-hmm. Sally's, Pepe's Modern, and those guys are excellent, world class. But really, it should have been the big four. Grand Isle Beats, without question, should be on that list with the history that they have, because the two brothers, one started Modern.
Wow.
The Nuzzo, I forget what his name is, but I know his last name is Nuzzo. Yeah. But Fred Nuzzo started Grand Isle Beats. And just, they're iconic. They should be there.
You know what, though? I kind of like, if I was them, I'd like being on the outside. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of cool. It's like a vigilante thing almost. Like, okay, you're the big three, but there's us. There's Grand Isle Beats. You're almost like the gritty, like, outsider. Yeah. You know? I kind of like that.
Well, Mike Nuzzo, who we've actually spoken to before, he's been on the Icons panel.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I guess his dad used to say, you know, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Everyone, you know, we have a great business. Everyone comes here. But it's just like recognition.
Yeah.
You know, but anyways, they're celebrating 70
years.
70 years.
Unbelievable.
They've got three locations, Clinton, Guilford, and Madison.
Nice.
And this was already announced. They just bought a building in Clinton. It's a historic building. It's this old, beautiful brick building. And they're going to move the Clinton location there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on 70. Grand Isle Beats. It's fun to say, too. Grand Isle Beats.
Grand Isle Beats, baby.
All right. Awesome. So the next thing is parking lot pizza. Now, Frank, you've been posting a lot about this on your Facebook, on the Facebook group for All About New Haven Style Pizza.
Yep.
And parking lot pizza, we talked about it a couple episodes ago, but now we have a lot more details. So it's going to start. We have dates and everything, right? Locations?
Yeah. The first date is May 7th.
May 7th. Okay.
Tipsy Tomato in Derby.
Love it. We love Tipsy.
Yeah, we love Tipsy.
So explain to the people a little bit, if they're not familiar, what parking lot pizza is going to be.
Yeah, so the whole premise of parking lot pizza is to get people out of their houses in the summer, fall, spring. And the whole premise is bring your classic car.
Nice.
Now, it doesn't have to be a concourse car. It doesn't have to be a show winner. But a classic car, a sports car, a motorcycle. You could even bring a bicycle if you want.
Now, can I bring my Subaru Ascent and just eat pizza out of the trunk?
You absolutely can bring your Subaru Ascent, but we only ask that you park far away from the other classic cars.
Right, right.
Everyone's welcome.
Yep.
So we want to get people out of their house. We want to get the registers ringing at the pizzerias, and we want to get people doing something that we used to do, which is actually talk to each other.
Yeah.
Human face-to-face conversations. Talk about something you love, which most people are passionate about, pizza in Connecticut. Talk about your car. So the only thing you need to bring is three things. One, your car, motorcycle, classic car. Two, a chair.
Yep.
And three is your wallet.
And your appetite.
Right. But you got to bring your wallet, because we want the registers to ring at the pizzerias.
Yeah, it's a great way to prop up these local pizzerias, too, and give them some business on a weeknight.
Yeah, and it's something fun and it's something different. And obviously... this is not a car show.
Yeah, so it's like a hang.
Right. This is just a gathering, a get together. We're also going to be respectful of the places that we go to. You know, we're not going to park in the front of all the places so that the regular customers get upset. We're going to be as far away in the back of a lot of these parking lots as we possibly can.
Yeah.
So
that's really cool. I think it's an awesome idea. And I actually think I was talking to you about this recently, that it could almost grow into something where people, anytime you're eating pizza in a parking lot, it could just be a thing that you post about. Like, hey, I'm having a parking lot pizza at the beach. Like, you know, people could just sort of do it all the time, you know. But these dates that we have lined up are going to be super fun.
Yeah. So we've got May 7th at Tipsy. I've got June 11th at Carmine's in Durham, which we've been to.
Oh, that's going
to
be a great one.
Yeah, because Carmine's is cool because there's Carmine's. And then there's a liquor store right next to it. And I'm not saying you should buy any liquor or drink and drive, but in case you want a beer, you can get it next to them. And then across the street is Durham Dairy Surf.
Ice cream. There you go. You get it all right there.
So this is one of those things, man. Load up your kids in the car, your family, whatever. Just come down and have fun and relax. Then July 9th, we're at Grand Abitz in Clinton.
Yep.
And on September 16th, a place called E&D in Avon.
Okay, great.
So I'm trying to get all over the state.
And there is a Facebook group if people want to see those dates, if they want to see all the different, and when we add more, they can see them there.
Yeah, it's just Parking Lot Pizza on Facebook.
Right. And we have a new logo. Shout out to Megan,
yes,
our coworker.
Megan, love you.
Megan designed the logo. It came out great. It kind of incorporates the Chard logo a little bit with the color scheme. Yeah, it's really neat. So that's a reason alone to go to the Facebook page and see the new logo for it.
Yeah, and I've created events for all the things. I'm going to send reminders out. And we have a tagline where char meets the tar.
I love it. That's so good. Will char be making appearances? The pizza pup, your new dog?
Char will be making local appearances.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if you can last the
any appearance that my wife can come pick him up because he's a pain in the rear end.
Oh, I love it. Now, keeping on sort of the pizza event front, we've been having a lot of talks behind the scenes about this year's Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest.
Yep.
Pizza and Brew Fest 3. Third year.
Three.
Crazy, right?
One, two, three, as they say.
I feel like we were just saying, like, hey, we should do a pizza fest, like, a week ago, and now it's already the third year of it coming up. It's insane.
Yeah, you know, this whole thing of how we actually got together, where I met you at a class at your house, and then we started talking about the pizza podcast, and that was like 6-9 months, and lots happened. And yeah. I agree with you. It's like, I can't believe this is year three.
Yeah. Now, we're still nailing down a lot of the details, obviously, because it's still a little, you know, far out.
Yep.
We do have a date penciled in for July. So do we want to
say the
date?
Or?
I don't know. Let's just say it. July 20th.
Yeah, 2-0.
So, use a pencil.
It's a
you
Sunday.
You never know. Sunday, July 20th. Pencil that in. And then we're still working on a lot of the details as far as tickets. I mean, there's a chance the tickets could go on sale real soon.
Yep.
So we're working that out. The venue, Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, we've had the past 2 years before. And, you know, anytime you plan an event like this, we're talking about new ways to, you know, make it better, bring different things. You know, we had the Brew Fest, the Pizza Fest, live music. That's all still going to be there. The pizza trucks.
The panels.
The panels, yep.
Yeah.
And then we're talking about, you know, adding special guests or different, you know, different various things. So it's going to be bigger than the previous 2 years.
We've got some surprises.
Yeah, yeah, up our sleeves.
But a couple things we talked about, and I think I could talk about this, is, you know, we are cognizant of the pricing.
Yep.
So we're looking to, you know, I'm not going to say anything, but we're looking to do something with the pricing.
Yeah. Anytime you do an event like this, like last year, we take feedback from everyone who went.
So yeah.
The pizza trucks, the people who worked the event,
yep.
The staff, you know, people with us who worked, and then also the attendees. So,
yeah.
You know, we went through all that last year and over the past year on even like Facebook messages and comments, and, you know, we put it all together and then we try to make this year better than it was last year.
Yeah.
Even though it was great last year, but, you know, you try to expand and make it bigger and better every time.
Absolutely. And one other thing I want to add is we've talked about actually doing like a meet and greet with the icons after our panels.
Yes. Yes.
So if you ever want to talk to, and obviously the original owners, unfortunately, are probably all deceased, but you're going to be able to talk to family members from probably Pepe's and Sally's and all the other places that we had on the icons panel.
Yeah, that's one thing that was missing.
Take pictures with them.
Yeah, because it sort of happened in the years past where people are like, as we wrapped up the panel, it's like, it was kind of like a mad dash of like, I want to get a picture. Wait, I want to say hi. So we're going to have a more coordinated meet and greet area for you to meet those guys.
And we might have some pizza games. You know, we're just going to have fun with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's the whole thing, to celebrate pizza in Connecticut.
So ConnecticutPizzaAndBrewFest.com, the website is still up, is still there. So, yep, you know, that's where all the updates will be. We'll obviously share them on Charred socials too. But you can keep up to date with that. That'll be announced soon. All right, so this next thing I got tagged in a whole bunch. It was this. It sort of went viral, this image, and I thought it was really funny. So I want to get your thoughts on it. I just pulled up the quote because I don't want to get it wrong. So there's, it's like an image with a piece of pizza, and it says, "Science says the smell of pizza, just the smell of pizza, can reduce stress and boost your mood." Thoughts, Frank?
So I saw the same thing before you sent it to me. So the thought that immediately came to my head, because my family has spent a lot of time on Worcester Street, both at Sally's and Pepe's, and opening the door after you've waited in line, and you get that woof of the pizza smells and the coal, and it's just like you get like giddy, like your first date giddy kind of stuff. And it's that's for me, that's what it's all about.
Especially those big New Haven places like Pepe's, because you've been waiting in line. So, it, you know, there's that anticipation. It's like when you get on a ride, like and having that smell, you're right. And also when you get a, when you get takeout or delivery and you have the pizza at home, and when you open, and the places that do a little piece of like painter's tape or something, you know they're legit when they do tape. You take the tape off and you get that first waft. Oh man! So I actually agree with this. I think it does. I mean, I think you have to like pizza, which who doesn't?
Right.
But I think it does sort of. You're right. It gives you that sense of like, oh, this is a familiar food that I'm going to share with probably people I love or I'm friendly with, and it's got that immediate. You know, it's really interesting. Like it, that, it reduces your stress and boosts your mood.
I mean, you connect the smell with a memory.
Yeah.
You know, that's really the big thing for me. And, you know, yeah, we can go on and on. We've all got our own stories. But, there's something about that that just, it's like, you know, it's going to be good.
Yep.
You're going to have a good time, good day. You're going to feed your belly and all things.
And even, like, you would know this better than I, but even when you're making pizza, there's various smells as you're making the pizza. When you're making the dough, when you're putting it in the oven, like all that stuff. You know, for someone who loves making pizza, that's going to be, you know, that could just kind of trigger things too. Like, oh yeah, this is, I feel familiar because I'm making this pizza right now.
Yeah, so one of the things I teach people in my class is I teach them how to mill tomatoes.
Oh yeah.
So when you mill a tomato, which basically means to take the whole tomato and mill it into little chunks, it gives off this smell, this aroma. And like some people ask me in class, Frank, why don't you just buy a can of tomatoes that are already crushed?
Right.
And I'm like, well, you can, but you don't get this.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get that place, that feeling, that smell.
And then you add the oregano and you get that smell
and
too.
The salt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right. Yeah. Just, the, you know, grinding, that you get that natural, you know, waft of the scent that comes out of the tomato. It's just like a fresh scent, too.
Yeah.
It just seems fresh.
It's like a pizza pheromone.
Yeah. All right. Next thing we're going to talk about, best pizza in movies. So I thought of this the other day because someone was posting about Mystic Pizza,
mm-hmm.
which if you've had Mystic Pizza before, I mean, it's not the greatest pizza in the world, but I get the hook of it. Like everyone, you know, they probably saw the movie. They have the movie playing in the place. I was recently in Mystic with my family, with my wife and kids, and we stayed at one of the hotels there, went to the aquarium, did the whole – Mystic's awesome. Like I love Mystic in general.
I love Mystic off-season, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, they did this winter tide thing that was like ice sculptures and like winter games, and like it was actually pretty fun. But I agree with you. The summertime – it gets kind of crowded and busy there too. But the Mystic Pizza thing, everyone should go once just to see it and kind of experience whatever. The pizza's not, you know, top level. But it is funny, like the movie connection. It got me thinking, like, what movies or movie scenes kind of have the best pizza? You know, the best pizza movie scenes.
So I'll tell you, usually I am a filibuster. I don't have much to bring to the table on this.
It's hard. It's actually hard to think about. I had to Google a bunch of them.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that kind of maybe somewhat, like, there's a show in the 90s. It was with Danny Aiello, and there was a guy with a boombox. It's a Spike Lee movie.
Okay.
And it was Sal's Pizza.
Oh,
and
right.
I think that's kind of the only thing that just initially triggers my mind. That it's a famous movie. I'm at a loss for words right now.
So my big ones are Home Alone. So the Home Alone movies. The first Home Alone, the opening scene when they're in the house, or you know, they order pizza, and Kevin famously like comes in the main character and they spill the sodas and the pizza goes everywhere. And it's, the thing I love about it, like, it's not so much seeing the pizza looks great in the movie, but it's more like the sense of like having your cousins and stuff over on like a Friday night having pizza, and it's chaos. And it's like the 2 liters and the pizza boxes and everyone. And then all of a sudden something spills and get the napkins. Like, it immediately brings you back to like, oh, yeah, I remember being a kid and ordering pizza with all my cousins, like, or friends or family, brothers and sisters. Like, it's so great. And then Home Alone 2, actually, he's sitting in the limo because it's New York City.
Yep.
And he orders that large cheese. That he's like, a large cheese all to myself. He's got like a glass of like Coke, Coca-Cola and like the cheese. And the pizza just looks phenomenal. It looks so good.
So one of the memories I have, and I try to stay as positive as I possibly can, at least publicly. I took my family years ago to Mystic Pizza, and we didn't go to the one down in downtown Mystic. We went to like Mystic Pizza 2.
Okay.
And I'm going to be as polite as I can. It was not great.
Yeah.
I like bacon on my pizza, and the bacon in the pizza came out with bacon bits. And that's like taboo.
Yep.
Like, you order a bacon pizza and it's got bacon bits on it.
Strips.
No good.
Yeah, the other one I thought of was when I was a younger kid, the Ninja Turtle movies. So the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles eat pizza all the time.
And
between the live action movies and the cartoons, I actually think that's probably where my love of pizza originally came from. Seeing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as like a 4-year-old kid being like, what is that? Oh, pizza. And then having pizza at home. Like, that's kind of where the connection probably started.
And our video guy, Do the Right Thing. That's the movie, Do the Right Thing.
Oh, there you go.
I know it was Radio Rakim, and he had this big boom, bog, boom, ba, ba, boom, ba, boom.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was a great movie.
And then kind of an obscure one, Back to the Future 2, has the futuristic pizza that they put. It's like a little pizza, and they put it in the oven.
Like pizza tubs.
Yeah, right, yeah. And it comes out huge. Like, they take this little pizza, and it's like supposed to be the future of pizza. And actually, one of our coworkers, Alan, shout out to Alan, he got me as a kind of a joke, but it's kind of cool, for Christmas. It's like the actual little package from the movie.
Oh, wow.
That's got the little, and it's a magnet. It's the little pizza, and it looks like the Back to the Future thing. It's really funny. But yeah, pizza in the movies. By the way, if you have any good ones, tell us on social.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, DM us, leave a comment on the YouTube video. Like, what's the best pizza, movie pizza, that you see it in the movie scene, and you're like, I need that. I want that pizza.
But not Mystic.
Right. What's up next? What do we got? Oh, Domino's. Let's talk about
We've talked about
Domino's a lot on this show.
You're killing me, man.
It's only because it shows up in the news. Now, you famously called it situational pizza, which is hilarious and true. But they had this story that came out a few weeks ago that they're going to start doing stuffed crust pizza.
Yeah.
Now, the original stuffed crust was what? Pizza Hut? Who did it originally? I think it was Pizza
Hut. I believe it was.
But Domino's is starting to do it to kind of boost sales and have something new. And, you know, this. So what I wanted to ask you, Frank, is first, have you ever made pizza with stuffed crust? Just like tried it?
100% never.
No, never?
But I know how to make it.
I was just going to say, if you were tasked with making a stuffed crust pizza,
yeah,
would you know how to do it and how would you do it?
Yeah, so a stuffed crust pizza is very easy to make. You just stretch the dough out like you normally would. So, obviously, you have, I don't even know if it's technically an edge, but you have a rim or a circumference around the pizza.
Yep.
So, basically, what you do is you take the mozzarella and you place it all around the edge of the pizza. Okay. And then all you do is you roll the dough over.
And then when they have, like, filling, like sausage or...
Same thing.
You put it all in that. It's almost like a little mini calzone thing.
Yeah. So, like, you would top a pizza with sauce and cheese and toppings and you bake it. What you do with a calzone basically is a pizza that's folded in half.
Yeah, like an
omelet. So you just put whatever you want around the edge of the pizza, including the cheese and all the other stuff, mm-hmm. and you just literally fold. So this is a piece of paper that I have. This is my cheat sheet. You'd fold it over like this.
Got it.
So that would be the pizza.
Now, when you cook the pizza, you just cook it the regular length, temperature, everything else is the same.
Everything else is the same.
And then I might have to try that next time I make pizza, just for fun.
It's very un-American. I shouldn't say that. It's very un-New Haven, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a chain pizza kind of gimmick.
Yeah, it is. You know, and again, it's just one of those things that it's hard for me to talk about.
Well, I'm going to try it next time I make pizza because I just think it's fun to try.
Well, the kids would like it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you know? They would get a kick out of it. Like, I should not. What I should do is do it and not tell them. and then be like, have you tried the crust? And then it'll be like a surprise, like the cheese coming out of the crust.
It'll be like a fried mooch, but in the crust.
Yeah, exactly. Next thing coming up in a couple weeks, we are in March.
Yep.
And St. Patrick's Day is coming up. I'm probably like 70% Irish.
Yeah,
my
I was going to say.
My whole dad's side.
You're so, like half leprechaun.
Right, exactly. So this is a huge month for me. I love basketball too. So March Madness, like March is a huge month.
I didn't know you were a basketball guy.
Oh, yeah. I played basketball in high school. I grew up in Boston, so I love the Celtics.
Dunk or no?
I can't dunk. No, unfortunately. Have you seen me? I'm 5'9".
I know. It was a joke.
Yeah. I can shoot the three, though.
Ooh, you got a little three in you.
There you go. We'll have to do a basketball competition someday.
Yeah.
Parking lot pizza. We'll bring a hoop.
Boom. I like that, man. Now that's thinking.
But, yeah, so the St. Patrick's Day pizzas. There's a couple places that do this.
Yep.
I know famously Colony in Connecticut does it.
Yeah.
And they make – I think it's delicious. I like the Irish food anyway, but the way that they make it with the mustard and the corned beef, like it's unbelievable. Have you ever tried to make one before or no?
So the closest thing I've ever made to quote-unquote an Irish pizza, so when I had Fired Up Pizza Truck, which was my catering business,
yep.
We made a potato bacon rosemary.
Ah, yum. Those are so
and
good.
It was really, people loved it.
And that's like a famous New Haven pizza, because doesn't like Bar make that? Like a lot of the New Haven places.
Sally's.
Oh, Sally's.
And that's where I got the idea for my pizza.
Oh, okay.
They make potato, onion, rosemary.
Got it. Everyone has like a variation, but it feels very. I hadn't had mashed potato pizza until I got to Connecticut.
Yeah, and definitely Bar does the mashed potato. So there's a big difference though between mashed potato and potato difference. So the potato is generally it's a potato that you actually mandolin slice.
Oh, okay.
So it looks like a potato chip.
Yep.
And mashed potato obviously got a bunch of different stuff in there.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, I've heard of people putting sauerkraut. Or corned beef, and you know, you can get crazy.
Cabbage, yeah, it's corned beef, cabbage. I think they put a mustard drizzle on it too. I just love it. I think it's great. Like that, like the Milford Parade's coming up. I'm gonna be getting some of those Irish pizzas after the Milford Parade.
I make a kielbasa pizza.
Ooh, that would be good too.
So it's kind of Irish-ish.
Yeah.
And I do the same thing. So it's a white pie with mozzarella. I slice up the kielbasa real thin, like a pepperoni.
That sounds great.
So it kind of curls up.
Yep.
And it's got all the little black char on the edge. And then I let it cool off when it comes out of the oven, and I drizzle spicy mustard on it.
Nice.
But it's, you know, Irish and Polish, although I might get a little kickback on this. You know, we're kind of similar.
Yeah.
And I'm Irish, too.
There you go. All right. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. Happy
Absolutely.
March. That's episode 29. We'll be back in a couple of weeks with episode 30. We'll talk to Kevin, the owner here of Rizzo's Pizza Tubs in Hamden.
Only gluten-free in Connecticut, baby.
Right. Unbelievable. I can't wait to try them. All right, we'll do that next. And remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.
New Haven-style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.